Hello, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. I forgot to put my mic up. That didn't work, did it? That was ridiculous. I'll put your mic up as well.
Shall I put mine up as well?
Yeah, shall I put up Bruce's too, just for
just
a full
as
set?
Well.
Yes, please.
Should we start live radio?
Should we start again?
Do it.
Hello, you're listening to the Business Bunker Show. It's Tuesday, 19th of June. You're listening to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2. And in association with bizradio.co.uk. It's all right, Bird's corpse now.
I just find it funny. It just makes me chuckle every time. It's like, it's because I was watching you thinking, is he going to come in and do the intro? And then I know it just fades out. And you're like, oh!
Yeah, yeah. No, but I started speaking in time, but I just hadn't put the mic up, which doesn't help because you couldn't hear me.
Because you're doing two things at once.
I was busy tweeting. That was the problem.
No,
I wasn't concentrating. What do you think I was doing then?
I don't know.
I was tweeting.
Good.
I was.
What are you tweeting?
I was just about the show, actually.
Was
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Join us live. This
yeah, join us live. And again, we would, but you're not speaking.
Anyway.
Cool. Anyway, welcome. It's lovely to have you with us here on Tuesday, the 19th of June. And you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my lovely co-host.
Miss on a bike.
Miss on a bike. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You all think I fell off my bike. What's that all about?
You didn't fall off it,
no,
did it?
No, I didn't fall off my bike. It's really interesting because when I come in, you went, oh, you're all right after falling off your bike. I didn't fall off my bike. Mm. It was a progression to show people I had nothing left.
Yeah, but the point was you had a photograph in the series of you sitting on the curb.
That's right. That
and
was
everybody assumed you fell off.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, so what it was is it's
you
time
had sick
trial.
In your mouth, didn't you?
I had sick in my mouth. I did, Bruce. I had sick in my mouth. That's how bad it was. And I'm going to have that put on a T-shirt. Steve and I were talking about it. It just we were out riding the other day and we said, just have a T-shirt with. Yeah. And I was sick in my mouth. Because that tells you how hard it was, doesn't it? I don't need to say any more.
No. So, what were you actually doing, Bert?
I was time trialing, so a 10-mile time trial, which it's just pain from the beginning to the end. But really interesting, normally Stephen's racing at the same time, so we don't... But he took loads of photos, so he was able to capture those special moments. So he was at the finish line, which he never is.
Mm.
And there he is finishing, so I pulled up thinking... Oh, because I was going to meet him back at the headquarters of the race. And he was waiting there for me. So he's taking photos. And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to go. So I had to get off my bike and sit on the floor. And literally, I was there for about a minute. And I there was nothing left. I left it all out there.
I love the photos, though, because you look really cool in your gear.
Thank you.
And your hat.
Yeah.
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 So it looked very Tron.
Yeah, it does. Well, it's all aero, isn't it? It's all about as tight as you can.
Oh, I like an aero, me.
But the wind.
I like the mint ones.
I like mint ones, actually. But the wind was brutal.
Was it? Where was it? Where were you doing this?
Hemel Hempstead.
Blimey.
Who knows where that is?
Yeah, but it's worth leaving, isn't it? Quickly on a bike.
Leaving here or there?
No, leaving Hemel Hempstead.
Wow, it was awesome, honestly. Yeah. It was very, very funny. But so everybody thinks I fell off my bike. No, my legs couldn't move anymore and then I was fine after about a couple of minutes.
So how did you actually do in the time trial?
Oh, I did 2 minutes off my personal best, so I was amazing. Look, I can't compete in the arena where you get podium or anything. But I'm just literally, I'm learning so much.
You're competing against yourself rather than everybody
else.
Time. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And it's really interesting. I've had to change the strategy because it's so easy to get sucked in with, I'm training hard, I run my own business, the children, blah, 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 blah.
And all the normal excuses.
It's all the normal stuff. Yeah. And then you go there and then you're not good enough because you're not comparable to the competition. And I had to change the strategy. I had to say to Stephen, I can't do this if it means that every time I go and I work as hard as I can and it's just not enough. So now it's just right, what have I learned from today? What little tweaks have I done? Did I get more aero this time? Did I do this? Did I do that? Did I get faster? So I'm taking these incremental gains and they're little 1%ers. That business model, that model that I'm building, I can transfer to anything. So in your business, sometimes you just don't make any more money for years and years and years. But the business is growing and growing and then you get that huge
absolutely.
Growth.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with me. So I'm in an arena where I've got to stop looking at the competition because it really is irrelevant to my growth.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Now that's cool. So well done to that.
Thank
I want to say a big hello.
Hi.
To Business Bunker's newest listener. Albert Andrews,
yes.
Aged 2 days.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous. He's absolutely gorgeous. For those of you who don't know, my first grandson arrived on Sunday evening. He's absolutely gorgeous. His name's Albert. He's all smooth and cuddly and smells a baby.
It is just an amazing smell, isn't it?
Isn't it? It smells a baby. And he's lovely. And I'm absolutely made up with it. So congratulations to Jamie and Sophia and to my lovely grandson, Albert, who I'm sure he's listening in right now.
I love the fact you said he's called Albert Albie. I quite like it.
Well, it's one of those names that they picked, one, because they liked it, and two, because it's quite durable. You know, you could call him Bertie, Albie, Albert. And, of course, they're going to live in France, so he'll be Albert, Albert, or whatever.
How lovely.
Neat. So I'm really made up about that. But we're here to do the Bunker Show once I've turned the mics on and got myself in gear and all the rest of it.
I know.
And we got some interesting guests for you to talk to. We got a studio guest with us, Bruce Kidd. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you very much.
It's lovely to have you back. Our other two guests are going to be joining us on the phone later as they unfold. And, I want to tell you about a new thing that we've done and kind of the impact that that's going to have on the show going forward. We've partnered with the University of Kent Business School. And they're going to be providing us over the coming months with a lot of new data from their research departments. We're going to be hearing from some of the academics that are involved in business, but we're also going to be hearing about from some of the entrepreneurial startups that they're spinning out from the school. And there's some really interesting stuff coming along as well. So we've got loads of stuff to talk to you about, and I'll go over it in some detail in a moment, because we've got one of our guests is going to be speaking at one of their events, but they're going to be running a number of business events over the coming year. And we're going to be talking about those as well. And they also, and I love this because it is forward thinking, and Ken has been renowned for being a forward-thinking and innovative university. And one of the things they are really keen on doing is making much closer relationships with small and medium-sized businesses in the local area, because they want to get a real feel for what it's like to run a business. Because academically and on the MBA programs and stuff like that, they talk a lot about theories and all the rest of it, but they want to get to know what it's really like running a small business. Not a big corporate, but a small business. So we're going to be doing a number of things that will bring that together over the coming months, and we're really excited about that. So do stay tuned every week to hear more about that. We've had a few tweets in. We've got a couple of emails to read. We've got some guests to talk to. So should we kick off with something?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've just had somebody turn around and say the reason why people think I fell off my boat was because apparently you didn't read the post. So if you'd read the post, you would have understood why I was on my bottom.
I never read the post. I only look at the pictures.
Exactly. There you go. It's motivational. It's inspirational. Wasted on Mr. Andrews. That's all I'm going to say, Bruce.
I look at the pictures. It's the same in a newspaper. I don't read a newspaper either. I look at the pictures. Anyway.
Here, we've got some new listeners as well.
Have we?
We have. We've got Equinox Sim. So he said, at Vanilla Web and Business Bunker, listening live as usual. Congratulations, Grandad. And we've got the Lerone Racing Team in today, listening to you for the first time. So shout out to Mustafa Pugh, or P-U-G-H. How would you pronounce
Pugh.
That? Pugh. Henrietta Pye and Jenny Tollwaltz. I'm loving all these names. And their driver, Jack Goff, who's just finishing off a session. So
fantastic.
There's your shout out.
Yeah, brilliant. Nice one. We've also had a tweet from Business in Maidstone. They're the folks that run the Business Terrace. And they say, hi, Paul. There's a lot going on at the Business Terrace. BizDocs Invicta, that's Peter Searle, I do believe, has got an event on Thursday. Innovate UK is on the 27th. And Santander UK Business, that's the bank, is on the 10th of July. And ProActions is on the 11th of July. And it's also the Terrace's third anniversary networking event on the 18th of July. All of those events are free, and you can find out all about them on their website. And the best way of finding out what their website is to follow them on their Twitter, which is Biz, B-I-Z, in Maidstone. All one word, Biz in Maidstone. Give them a follow on the Twitter. Have a look at their website. Find out about all those events they've got coming up in June and July.
My Icky Guy Limited.
I beg your pardon?
My Icky Guy Limited.
That's easy for you to say.
At Vanilla Web, at Burdener Bike, hashtag Bee Bunker. I love it when we get a Bee Bunker. Please give the Food Junkies a shout out. So see us at Ashford Market or Y Farmers Market every month for your vegan speciality fix. What are you looking for? Do you want me to just carry on?
No, no, no. I was trying to pick up. I'm not on form
What's
today.
What's going on? You've gone all Londoner on me and everything.
I'm all a dither. That's why.
Why? Well, is it because you're granddad?
Yeah.
What's it feel like?
It's lovely. It's really lovely, but it's unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's been a long time since I had
a baby.
A baby.
What's that? It's a baby.
It's a baby. What do you do with those? No, so it's good. I'm really...
Is that what the dither is?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Because we've been waiting for a while now, you know, and it's all been when's he coming? And then all of a sudden he was here.
Yeah.
And now... You know, that makes everything different again, doesn't it?
Of course.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to tell you about something that's happening this weekend, on Sunday the 24th, actually. And it's the great get-together this Sunday at Westgate Hall in the heart of Canterbury City Centre. And the aim of the event is to bring together the fantastic mix of people from around the world who make up our great city of Canterbury. Westgate Hall is hosting this year's event under the Great Get-Together banner in conjunction with the Canterbury Curry Club. Coordinated along with a mass of local organisations, including the Canterbury Society, the Ethnic Minority Independent Council, the Canterbury Residents Association, schools, the Ghost Tour, that'll be John Hippersley, and a host of others. Taking place at the Westgate Hall, it will be the place to get together to share food, music, songs, and generally hang out with people from around Canterbury. There'll be tables where you can bring your own food to eat, or to share with everyone else, and maybe you can share their culinary delights too. There'll be musical performances and fun things for kids. Weather permitting, we'll be setting a street party outside the hall. The event runs from midday until 3 p.m, so turn up whenever you like, make new friends, and join the fun. Entry is entirely free. Your support and donations are essential to help us make this community lunch a success, and a closing date to send stuff in if you want to send logos and anything to go on it. You've missed, but don't worry about that. So that's this Sunday, the 24th, at the Westgate Hall, 12 to 3 p.m, and that's in the centre of Canterbury. And that's from Paul Babra. So thank you, Paul, for that. If you want to know any more, you can email Paul, Babra, B-A-B-R-A, at yahoo.co.uk.
Nice. Mm. This summer, there are three unmissable family events, and I love starting talking about these now, and I've said we've done this one a couple of times actually. So this is Headcorn Aerodrome, and this is set in the heart of the beautiful Kent countryside. So this is firstly the Battle of Britain air show, which is on the 30th and the 1st of July, so fingers crossed we wish you well with the weather. After the huge success of last year's event, the spectacular Battle of Britain air show will be returning on the Saturday the 30th and Sunday, the 1st of July. Now, this show will be commemorating the 78th anniversary of the Battle of Britain and the 100th year since the RAF was formed. Did you know that?
Yeah, I only know it because I saw it written down.
Oh, really? Because I know you're a historian, so yeah. I thought you would go, well, actually, Bert.
Well, I kind of knew that. Yeah, it started as the Army Air Corps during the First World War. I kind of knew that. But I knew that from Blackadder more than anything.
Excellent. Thank you for that.
Flashman, obviously.
What? 100 years. Don't get me started, because that'll be gone then, won't it? Okay, let me breathe. Okay, Combined Ops Military Air Show. That's the 18th and 19th of August. This is a unique event, which is vintage and modern aircraft displays. There's the Mighty Lancaster, there's the RAF Workhorse, and the Chinook. Both display and up close and on the ground, as two will be attending. And then we have the Southern Modern Show, which is the 8th and 9th of September. And they will be returning on... Let's have a look. Sorry, I'm just trying to read as we go along. So the Southern Modern Show is association with the Maidstone Model Flying Club. Now, they have got model aircrafts, helicopters, ships, tanks and other vehicles. This is headcornevents.co.uk.
Fantastic.
Do you get excited with models and things like that?
Not particularly. It's not particularly my bag.
I love watching people that are passionate about it. They like tinker and that. I like, absolutely. Wow, I do. No, I love it.
I mean, I could go to something like that and enjoy it. Yeah. I'm not saying I wouldn't enjoy it. It's not. It's
You're not a tinkerer.
It's not my big bag, that kind of thing. But I find it fascinating and enjoyable. Mm. And it's interesting, as you say, that the aficionados that are passionate about it and how they get into it. It's like the reenactment mob.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. Would you?
Yeah.
No, Bruce.
No. I don't understand that. Yeah. I don't get that.
How interesting.
It's how passionate and how much just into the detail and everything that they get. And I think it's wonderful. It's, yeah. I'm with Bruce, so I'm, it's not something I would remotely consider doing, but I don't mind watching it occasionally.
Well, because it's not just the dressing up, is it? Mm. It's they know exactly the movements, they know exactly the timings, well, they like, have researched.
It's like, have you ever been to a jousting competition?
Yes.
I mean, that is scary, isn't it?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. I've never seen that.
You've never?
Yeah.
Never
seen that.
Leeds Castle
jousting. Yeah. get along.
It's brilliant.
I would like that, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Do you know what we're going to do now?
No.
I'm going to play some cheesy tunage.
What did you pick?
I picked something. I picked Wonderwall. And I picked Wonderwall because it's by...
Oasis.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Grow Phoenix your business Analysts with Limited. Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday the 19th of June. I'm now joined on the phone by Bryony Thomas of Watertight Marketing. Hello, Bryony.
Hi, Paul. Lovely to be here.
And lovely to hear from you. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to join us. Why don't we kick off by you telling us a little bit about Bryony and Watertight Marketing?
Thank you. Yes, Watertight Marketing is a national marketing training business. We have licensed experts all across the UK who are using the methodology that's captured in my book, which is cunningly named Watertight Marketing. And it's all about making efficient marketing choices that underpin sustainable sales growth. A bit about me, I'm based in Bristol, but I'm very much looking forward to heading to Kent next week.
Absolutely. Oh, Bristol's a nice part of the world, though.
Beautiful.
Mm. So you're coming to Kent, as you say, and you're going to be at the Grow Kent show here at the Great Danes Hotel next Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday the 26th. I'm looking forward to the opening keynote at 9:15.
Absolutely. So what are you going to be, give us an overview of what you're going to be talking about and the kind of things that you're going to be entertaining us with, Bryony?
Yes, well, the keynote session at 9:15 in the main conference room is called There's a Hole in Your Bucket, Dear Speaker. And this is premise. Anyone who's seen the cover of my book will see there is a bucket on the front of that book. Hmm. And it's very much premised on the idea that most marketing needs to be turned upside down and that going for lead generation and people who've never heard of you is usually the last thing that a growing business should do. Hmm. And so we take people through an approach of turning that upside down, starting with the customers they already have, then moving on to people who know them already, and then lastly going out to that great group of people who've never heard of you. And when you do it in that direction, essentially what you do is keep your business bucket tops up.
Okay, so if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're saying is that you need to focus on selling to the people that you're already selling to as much as anything else, and keep your own customers on track, as it were.
Yes, we have a framework called the 13 touchpoint leak assessment, and that shows where people are essentially leaking profit through the way that they do their marketing. And leak number one is called forgotten customers.
Right.
And essentially, whether, yes, of course, sell to them, but more importantly, connect with them as humans, because they are your best marketers. Mm. Happy customers talk to people. Happy customers make great case studies. Happy customers allow you to test and improve your products. They really are the absolute heart of any good marketing, and definitely where people should start.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's word of mouth, isn't it? And testimonials and as you say, people just talking about what you do and how you do it.
Absolutely.
So it's interesting, you know, this turning the whole thing on its head type of concept, because I do really get what you mean, especially, you know, so many people that you talk to in business, especially people new into business, when you ask them what their market is or who their market is, they'll say everybody. And they kind of go about their marketing in that way, you know, just scattergunning it everywhere. And I'm not sure that's entirely effective.
No, I mean, in my experience of businesses in startup phases, you do need to do a little bit of test and learn. And so, we'll forgive people for trialing things until they kind of feel the edges on products and services. I've never seen a growing business that hasn't had to do a bit of early experimentation. But once you know who you're selling to and what you're selling, actually focusing is very important. There's a phrase I use in the book, which is if you're offering a one size fits all, you're probably expecting people to wear a potato sack.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, that made me giggle. Okay, yeah. No, I like that. Yeah, true.
No one looks good in a potato sack.
Oh, I don't know. it probably suits me, but I know what you mean. No, that's interesting. So, sorry, I've got the giggles now. Go for that.
It's such a great vision, Ron.
It's lovely. But it's true as well, isn't it? You know, we do so many things as on a one size fits all basis. And funnily enough, I was talking to somebody earlier on a different show, and we were talking about this kind of thing. They're doing pop up restaurants in Hackney, and all the food and drink that's on sale was produced in Hackney.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really hard work because he has to source everything, but that's his vision, is to source everything from his local community. And that's just really different, isn't it? That's the utter antithesis of one size fits all.
Absolutely. And it goes back to focusing on your customers, because you rightly said word of mouth. People don't talk about things that are forgettable, do they?
No.
You know, so you, even if you are focusing on people who know you and like you, helping them to understand why you're different, what's good about you, is all good, because unless it's memorable, unless it's different, and that generally means relevant to them, they're not going to talk about it with anyone else.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about your book and how we can get hold of it, of course. But what's the title of the book again?
The title of the book is called Watertight Marketing. Mm-hmm. And it comes from the idea that most people waste money on marketing.
Yep.
I would struggle, I think, to find anyone who can't think of more ways to spend money on marketing. But I think it would be harder for me to find someone who could put all their ideas into a sequenced and sensible order so that each one builds on and pays back on the last thing they did.
Okay.
So Watertight Marketing is an end-to-end methodology. It starts by running you through an assessment to work out where you're leaving money on the table.
Mm-hmm.
It then goes through what we call the Watertight Marketing Framework, which helps you to see the buying decision through their eyes so that you can put together the tools and techniques that will take someone all the way through from initially hearing about you to raving about you. We then have a section where we really focus in on those leaks, and I have over 85 frameworks that come in the workbooks that are free with the book to help people configure their own tools and techniques.
Did you say 85?
85,
wow.
Yes, 85.
That's
you don't tend to use them all.
I was going to say.
Do you remember those books as a child where it said, at the end of a chapter it says, did she eat the cake? If yes, turn to page 73.
Oh,
if
yeah.
no,
yeah.
Yep. You kind of, the book will direct you to the things that you need.
Yep, okay, cool.
Yep.
Okay, no, I like that. No, I like the concept. No, it just seemed like there was a lot. I'm a bear of very little brain. I can't absorb all this stuff. Sorry, I interrupted you. So you've got these frameworks, and you've got these 85 frameworks that step you through. And I like the concept that you painted of one building on another. And I guess it's how you just described it to me as well, which says, if this worked for you, do this. If it didn't, do something different, kind of thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And that is all premised on the kind of entry point to the book, which is the touch point leak assessment. So every point in the buying journey where you touch, where you come into contact with a potential buyer, I help you to assess whether or not, whether that touch point is working for you. So we run a traffic light report, and that will, the order of play would be different for you, Paul, than it might be for somebody else.
Sure.
Because you know, you've invested in different things along the way. So everybody would leave the touchpoint leak assessment with their own specific sequence for their business. And I think that's one of the things that really sets it apart.
Right, yeah, no, absolutely. It sounds absolutely interesting and fascinating. Where can we get copies of your book? Where can people buy it?
Well, of course you can buy it on Amazon, but as I'm heading over to Kent, if you go to watertightmarketing.com/growkent, you can grab yourself a free digital copy of the best-selling book right now.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
Literally click, collect, and come along to the conference. And the first 25 people to our stand, which is stand 51 at the Maidstone Business Show, will get themselves a signed paperback copy.
Oh, wow. Blimey, that's really good stuff. So you're going to be there. You're doing the keynote speech at 9:15, I believe. Is that
correct?
Right? Yep. I should know. I'm supposed to be chairing it. At 9:15, next Tuesday, at the Great Danes, at the Grow Kent Show, which is a free-to-attend show, so people can come along. If they go to your stand, stand 51, did you say?
Correct.
Stand 51, they can meet you and get signed, or the first few there early in the morning can get a signed copy of the paperback. Or, indeed, as Bryony says, download her book by going to your website, which is, again, remind us...
It's if you go to watertightmarketing.com/growkent.
Fantastic. Bryony, thank you so much for that. Thank you for joining us on the show and talking about your book, your methods, your marketing wisdom. We look forward to hearing you live at the Grow Kent Show, and I certainly look forward to reading the book.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to meeting you as you're chairing that session. I look forward to meeting more Kent businesses next week.
Bryony,
thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bryony, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You're welcome.
Cheers now. Bye-bye. Bryony Thomas of Watertight Marketing there. And you can hear and see and meet Bryony next week at the Grow Kent Show, 26th of June, at the Great Danes Hotel. It's a free event, but it does pay you to pre-register so they know you're coming. And there's lots happening there. So do come along.
You're only there half day.
I am. I'm just thinking about it. I'm not actually chairing that session, am I? Because
no.
I'm doing the radio show. We are going to be there, though, because we're going to have an outside broadcast team there. What? What are you laughing at?
Who's going to be there and have broadcast
team? Who's? Have I not told you, Bird? No, actually.
Honestly, I'm so sorry, Bruce. Honestly, this is what I have to deal with every week. Go on. Who is it?
No, we genuinely have an outside broadcast team there.
Who?
Amanda.
Right.
With her mobile phone.
And there you go, Bruce.
It's easy.
You can't help it, can
it? It's easy.
Our broadcasting team. You imagine this big van turning up
with a satellite dish.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's Amanda with a recording stick and a phone. Yeah. Hey, listen, we don't mess about here.
Okay.
We're more like your Sky News team in a war zone. That's what we're more like.
That's all you need.
It's all you need. You just rock up one person with a satellite phone, and a video camera, and you do a report. Flak jacket and everything.
I was just going to say about the jacket. Can you imagine Amanda in her heels and jacket?
I've got her high heels and a flak jacket and a tin helmet. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Very funny. Anyway.
Good.
I just looked at you then like, you're not going to do it, are you? You're going to say, he's going to say it. He's actually going to say we've got a broadcasting team.
Yeah, we have.
You're still going on about it.
Yeah, but she's going to ring in. She's going to ring in live and interview people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How funny.
Yeah. It's going to be good. Trust me.
I do. I'm not here.
Are you going?
No.
Okay. See, I knew I was going to stitch you up into it. I was going to say you're the outside broadcasting
team.
Yeah.
No, you haven't asked me to do that yet.
I know.
But I'm sure it's coming.
I know. Hey, I'll tell you what, read something.
All right. Here, guess what? They're on again. Yes, please, Bird and a Bike. Could we have a Business Bunker shout out to buy or sell your car locally on carsfromkent.com?
Oh, it's your stalker back.
They're lovely, aren't they? Yes, boys, here you go. Carsfromkent.com. There you go. There's your weekly shout out.
Cool. Thank you for that. Sorry, I'm...
Are you all right?
No, I'm...
do you want to swap seats?
No, it's not that. It's a certain person, I love him to death, puts out some controversial tweet every day and he tags loads of people in it. And, of course, as they all wake up, they all...
Has it riled you up?
No. It's not. No, work with me on this. They've all replied. But, of course, I'm in every reply. So my entire timeline is taken up with thousands of people going, I don't agree with that, and I do agree with that, or have you thought about this? I haven't even read it, so I don't know what it's about. But I can't dig my way through my timeline because there's hundreds of these blooming things. I need to moot the conversation, don't I?
You do.
Read something.
Kenwood Trust celebrates its golden Jubilee. To mark their 50th anniversary, Kenwood Trust is hosting a week of fundraising events in July at their main site in Yalding. And this is, the whole week consists of great stuff. So Wednesday the 4th, 2 till 4, they're holding an afternoon tea from the Tower with Keith Hansen, Chief Exhibitor at the Tower of London. Friday the 6th, 7 o'clock, they've got a sumptuous... Well, there's a word.
Oh, sumptuous.
Sumptuous.
I like that word.
Three-course meal with entertainment from world-class magician. Here we go. Get ready for this. Etienne Pradier.
Oh, my mate Etienne. Yeah.
Before dancing the night away with Cheryl Baker. And our
it's the
band,
Fizz.
The Fizz.
It's the Fizz.
At their Butterfly Ball. Then on the Saturday the 7th, they welcome Kent Police Male Voice Choir to Kenwood. And then on Sunday the 8th, they take part in a fire. Oh, here you are. Here's your 5K run we were going to do for you.
Oh, right, yeah.
5K run through the grounds for the beautiful county estate.
Shame we missed that.
I can't, actually, because I'm racing. So.
Oh, what a blow. Oh, you, and do you know what? I'm so disappointed now, bud.
Yeah, well, we could always cancel it for you if you want.
No, no, don't do that. No, don't do that just for me.
Penny Williams, CEO at Kenwood Trust. I love that. So that's www. Which is kenwoodtrust.org.uk. So that's our Penny.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice one. She's moving her show, by the way, from next week.
Is she? Where is she going?
She's going to be on a Monday.
She's not like us anymore.
I think...
Because she's on before my show, The Conversation, on from 1 till 2 on a Wednesday.
Yeah, well, she's moving from Wednesday. It's nothing to do with you. It's it's just that when she's got this new role as CEO of Kenwood Trust, and she... can't really take it out time during the week, so she's going to move the show to a Monday. So get it out of the way early kind of thing.
Excellent.
Yeah, good. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Telcare.
How are they?
Yeah, they're great. The telecom systems provider over there at the Medway City Estate. And they say, it's Tuesday again. It's that business bunker time of week. And we're listening in, and we thought we'd give you a tweet.
That's nice.
So that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you.
We're global, you know.
We're what?
We're global.
Global, are we?
Yes.
Why?
Well, this is global station, isn't it?
Oh, I see. I thought you had something from some, you know, like Kazakhstan or
not
the,
yet.
Or the England boys from Vladivostok.
But
were,
if you're there,
were tweeting in.
Tweet us.
Yeah.
No, and BB Events has tweeted in. She's already on-site broadcast team. She's already been on on-site broadcast team.
She's happy with that, is she?
She is happy now. That's
I forgot
a great
to tell
title.
Her.
Yeah. Now she knows.
She does now, yeah.
Yeah.
The Seven Oaks Business Awards nominations are now open.
Good.
Yeah, that's a good event now.
Yeah, you love Seven Oaks, don't you?
I do like Awards. It. It's a lovely little town, and I tend to chair the Seven Oaks Business Awards.
Yeah.
The award dinner is in September, so there's a while off yet until the dinner. But the nominations are now open, and you can nominate someone, or you can nominate yourself if you're a Seven Oaks business. There's lots of categories. And to nominate yourself, you have to just pop them an email. And you pop them an email to admin.tp@sevenoakstown.gov.uk.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, talking about, because I know that Bryony's a PSA member, and we've got Jackie Barry, a masterclass with Jackie Barry, blogging and social media. So that's Thursday the 11th from 9:30 a.m. till 12:30 lunchtime. That's £97 plus VAT. And this is at King's Hill. And this is all about blogging and social media. So that's www.businesseventsuk.com.
Fantastic. For Networking Kent have tweeted, they hold business networking events around Kent and have 3 10-minute business appointments at every meeting. They network locally and nationally, and they will be at the Grow Kent show, and they have a stand there, and they're stand number 87. And they say they'd be happy to see you there.
Nice.
On stand number 87 next Tuesday at the Grow Kent show. That's the lovely folks from 4 Networking Kent.
Well, interesting enough, and just because you're talking about clinics, this has been one of the biggest things. So we were going to talk about Release Your Brilliance, weren't we, at my event that's next week. But let's just talk about it now because it'll go lovely in that clinic.
Yeah.
Do you know what? During the lunchtime, so if you don't know, myself, Ali Harold and Deborah Turner are putting on a women's empowerment event called Release Your Brilliance. We've done it a few times now, and it is amazing this time because we've just changed and grown the potential of it. So in the lunchtime, we keep telling people, don't come if you think it's going to be a nice little networking do and you're going to catch up with your friends and it's just going to be a nice, oh, let's have a look at business. It's not about that at all. It's a real working day. So you are going to go away with loads of action to take. But also what we wanted to do was something a little bit different. And it's this clinic idea of in the lunchtime that you will have clinic appointments for 5 or 10 minutes with the people who we've got there, with the bits that we think are really being missed in business. Women, and I hate to say it, but it especially finances for women as well. So we know that that's not a great area. I know Rebecca Robertson would be absolutely bang on it. So I have to think of the names now because I'm like on the spot. We've got financial there, we've got social media there, we've got a marketing there, we've got website there. So super excited to actually have all that on board. And it just comes in nicely with the clinics. And I think people, that's what people want. Quick, short, sharp answers for these one or two questions that they've got. Because it can just be overwhelming, can't it?
Absolutely. I like what I call bite-sized stuff. I actually pioneered some of that years ago. Years and years and years ago, I worked as a motivational speaker. And I got dragged into doing workshops and training courses, which really wasn't particularly my bag, but people would come to my talks and then go, could you turn it into a training course? So I started doing a lot of leadership and management training and stuff like that. And what I found was is people didn't have the attention span for it. So I pioneered a bunch of what I call bite-sized things, which were just a 2-hour, one or two topics out of it once a week. And that went much better. And I found that people could take it on board much easier. Couple of things to focus on, try it during the week, and then when they came back the following week to do the next one, they could report on what had happened with what they'd done the week before. And I found that worked really well. So I get what you're saying. This smaller intense approach to it, bang, get it done.
It needs to be. So we've got Pie Accounting coming in, who's Laura Gillespie, who's going to do all the financial accounting bits. So the things that she's seeing specifically in small businesses or startup, or you get to a point where you've got nothing, you can't grow anymore. It's like, I don't know what to do now to promote growth. You lose confidence. So we wanted some real, you know, honest opinions in simple little techniques, because it's all so overwhelming.
For smaller businesses, it's the hardest thing, or the second hardest thing. The hardest thing is starting in the first place. It's letting go of all the things you had before and starting. But then once you've started and you've done a year, 18 months, maybe even 2 years, and you need to go to the next level, that is the hardest thing, is how you move up and go to the next level. And you know, you've established yourself a little bit. How do you move that on? It's really hard, isn't it? And also, I don't know entirely how you cover this, but for me as well, the kind of thing that I need is I need constructive feedback. I need to know, you know, what I'm not doing and what I could do and what I, you know, how I need to push on. And I think that's really important too.
Yeah. And it's, and you know, I was, I wouldn't say criticised, but I was, nicely led through the thing of, Sarah, you're really great at creativeness, but you're not so great at other things. And then it's, okay, so I'm brilliant at this. This is my absolute forte. So I need somebody else with these great skills to come in and help me. And then how do you pay them? Do you swap, what I call swap chickens? So do you, you know, or do you have to pay them in money? Or how do you do that? Because you don't have to pay people in money. It can be swapping chickens and you know, and building the company in that way. So it's all those little things that you talk about, but it's working. And I think we go to these things sometimes, these events, to sort of schmooze and just go, oh, it was a really great event. And you come away all buzzing, rah, rah. With nothing to do or take away or to build or to grow from. You just came away with a load of, oh, that was a nice event, nice lunch, met some really nice people. They're doing some great stuff.
Yeah. It's fascinating when you start to look at this. And this isn't a criticism of anyone in particular, because I think we all fall into this a little bit. But we hear lots of stuff. You know, I mean, all of us go to lots of events and we hear lots of different people, all of them expert in their own field, all of them with really interesting information, all talking about this, that and the other. And we kind of listen to it all, and we go, oh, yeah, and we may even make some notes and go, oh, yeah. But we rarely actually go and do it. No. We very rarely go, do you know what, I'm going to go away and do that. And I guess the reason for that is partly fear. Partly we don't feel adequate at in whatever it is we've been asked to do. But I suspect mostly it's fear.
Yeah.
Because it strikes me that a lot of business is predicated around the fact that we're scared to do things.
Or who am I to be able to do this?
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's a bit.
It's already been done. So, other element am I going to bring to it?
But it's a bit like Bryony was saying earlier. Actually, though, I think you know, look, quite often it's easy to tweet or email a load of strangers and go, you know, do you want to buy a lollipop or whatever? Yeah, it's not so easy. Strangely, to pick up a phone from somebody that's bought lollipops and go, did you like my lollipops? In case they go, no, they were absolute garbage. Yeah, because then we don't know what to do next. So what happens is we avoid that and we just go, oi, do you want a lollipop? Oi, do you want a lollipop? And we just won't go back and say to somebody, did you like my lollipops? I don't know where the lollipops came from. But
well, it doesn't matter. It's a great analogy.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I mean, you think last week we were talking with Nettie about does Rift still want more clients, even though they're very, very busy at the minute?
Yeah.
We spoke about that. And it's the same thing here as you were saying, look, go back to the marketplace that you've already got and just check in with them. How are you doing?
Mm.
But here's the thing. It takes time.
Yeah, it does.
You've got time to do that?
No, you haven't. But, you know.
I haven't got time to do that. And I so want to. And it kicked me up the back. It kicked me up the bum today.
Yeah.
I had that happen to me. A client said to me, oh, it was my birthday yesterday. I should have known.
Yeah.
That's not right. Yeah. Something so simple of just even send him a little card or saying, oh, my gosh, you know, just a reach out. I needed that from them.
Oh, yeah. I think people that forget their anniversaries are what are evil.
Is that you?
Oh, yeah, it was.
You did not.
Yeah. Oops.
I'm not very good with stuff
as
like
you
that.
As well, Bruce.
Terrible with days.
Yeah. Me too.
I got no excuse. I remember a few days before I remembered.
Yeah.
I thought it's coming up in a couple of days. I must do something about that. And then on the day, she gave me a card. Oh, no.
She gave you a card?
Yeah.
Oh, how embarrassing for you.
No.
How have you rectified this?
Well, I haven't really.
Shoes is so true, Bruce. You have to rectify it, surely. I'd make you pay by now.
Oh, I know. You would.
But then saying that, somebody forgot my birthday, didn't they?
Did they?
You know they did.
Oh, yeah.
He's never paid yet.
Yeah.
How do you make him pay?
Yeah, absolutely. But you're right. You're right. So release your brilliance.
Yes.
Tell us all about it. Is there any tickets left? Because you're selling out quite fast.
There are. And I promise you, this is not a sale. Do you know when you go quickly get? I promise you, there's not many. So please go and get them because we will not have more than the number in the room. I'm not going to like oversubscribe or literally I want to be able to serve you on the day with the biggest of energy. So it is next Thursday. That's the 28th of June. It is at Bridgewood Manor. We've got Ali Hollands emceeing. We've got Pink Lemonade doing all the marketing and the website. We've got Molly Moodle Media. Doing all the social media for us, and she'll be there on the day as well. We've got Jay Mucklow doing headshots. So you must come along looking amazing. Don't come along in your PJs.
Right, okay.
All right?
I remember that.
Exactly. Well, you can't come anyway because you're a man. And we've got, oh my God, we've got so many people there that are really just some. Do you know what I get excited with as well? Is we've got people that I don't know. So you know it's reaching out to the depths of Kent, you know? So it's next Thursday, the 28th of June. How to get hold of us? Go on to releaseyourbrilliance.co.uk and you can book your ticket there online. It's amazing. You get lunch. So don't use the reason, I've got to take the children to school. It starts at 9:30 and you can leave at 2:30.
Right.
You get lunch. You literally drop the kids off. You come, you work, you go, and you have the most amazing time.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure it's going to be a massive success. I mean, it was a success last year, and you've
built
on it.
We've got videos.
And you've built on it from last year.
Yeah, exactly. We've got Gareth Powell doing all the videos. So literally, we have everybody there. So you need to be there. If you're a woman in business, or you want to start your business, or you're stuck, you've got to be there.
Cool. I want to tell you about this because I made reference to it earlier, and I'm going to give you some more detail now about our new partnership with the University of Kent Business School, the Kent Business School. And I want to tell you about some things. So you can find what we're going to have is a page on the Business Bunker website. It's there already. It's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/KBS. And we're going to keep that updated with events that they've got going on because they've got a number of events coming up. And so the Bunker Show is going to partner with the University of Kent Business School. We'll be bringing you information and insights from the business research undertaking at the university. We'll be forging links with SMEs, and the university are listing details of the various events, networking meetings, and the annual business summit. Now, I don't know if you know, at the beginning of this year, back in January 2018, they ran the first ever University of Kent Business Summit. It was a huge event, and there were loads of people there from the business community, chief executives and Kent County Council and all kinds of people, MPs, and we were all talking about the various opportunities, threats, weaknesses, and growth areas of business in Kent. The summit was successful. If you go into the website that I've just given you, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/KBS, you can actually download the report and summary of the summit from 2018, and you can also see the videos from it. Well, they're going to be staging that again next January. But before that, they've got some events coming up. And the very first event is Wednesday, the 11th of July, and it's called a Business Soundbite event, and it's in association with the Turner Contemporary Gallery in Margate. And the theme is the curiosity cost. And after the break, we're going to be talking to Adam, who's one of the speakers on the curiosity cost.
Oh, interesting.
So that's interesting, isn't
it? Yeah, I love that word.
Yeah. So that's their next event. It's Wednesday, the 11th of July. If you go into kentbusinessradio.co.uk/KBS, you can actually book your tickets. The tickets are free.
Mm-hmm. How much?
They're free.
Excellent.
Yeah, so you can go along. Then they've got a second Business Soundbites event on the 12th of September, and it's on female leadership.
Yeah, massive topic.
And it's on female leadership in the small and large organisations. Is the future female? Is the subtitle. And that will be taking place at the business school. And the business school is a brand new building on the campus at Canterbury. It's the Sibson building. So that's on the 12th of September. And then their next Business Soundbite event is on the 21st of November, and it's Man and Machine, The End of an Era. Are robots taking over the workplace? And again, that's taking place at the Sibson building on the campus. So touching on some very interesting topics. And the nice thing about the university is they've got a lot of research data around a lot of this stuff. So it's a fascinating thing to get involved in and to go to. We'll be talking more about that because apart from the July one, the others are quite a long way off. So we'll be talking about them more as they come up. So there's some of the things we're going to be discussing on future Bunker shows in conjunction with the Kent Business School. But after the news, we're going to hear from Adam, who is one of the speakers at the next Business Soundbite event. We've got a few minutes before we get through to the newsroom. So if you want, you can
what?
Read something,
nice.
Read a tweet, tell me something or do something or not.
Construction Expo.
You could tell me about the Construction Expo.
Shall I tell you about
that? I'll tell you what, why don't you? I've got a good idea. Tell me about the Construction Expo.
All right, okay. Right, so the construction, you won't believe when it is.
No, go on.
It's on the 13th of September.
Is it?
It's in South England Event Centre, and that's at Haywards Heath. It's 8.30 till 4.30 in the afternoon. It's the Construction Expo South East 2018, and it's held at Sussex this time. So this is a South England Event Centre, which offers a more central and accessible location, probably so they can get their diggers in.
Probably. Do they need their diggers?
You didn't think that was coming out then, did
no,
you?
No, no, no. So yeah, they're going to get their diggers in.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Did you see him then, Bruce? Yeah. He stopped in his tracks. He was like, did
well,
you
I wonder
just
where you're going
diggers?
With that. I thought, why are they bringing loads of Australians? I thought.
And it's an opportunity to continue to expand and meet the needs of the fast moving sector. So if you want to book, go on to www.
World Wide Web.
Do you want to slow that down? Because people got no idea what it means.
What, wibbly wobbly way?
ConstructionExpoUK.co.uk. Is it going to be like Deerlang?
Is it what?
Is it going to be like Diggerland?
I don't know if it's going to be like Diggerland. I mean, the construction expo last year was brilliant.
It's
I went
massive.
To it. I went to it. Yeah, and it was really good.
Carol, get diggers.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about that is you don't have to be in the construction business to find it useful, because there's loads of different companies there, and although they're loosely allied to the construction industry, I mean, people are. Were you there, Bruce?
We did an exhibit, but I always go along. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I mean, because all of those companies use your kind of services, and
absolutely, and we're not just in construction, so yeah. Absolutely, yeah, suits all business.
Yeah, so and it's a big event, and it's really good fun. So I did go along.
Why?
Why did I go along?
Yeah.
Well, I had an outside broadcast thing there. Hey, you never guess what? We had two microphones. That was good, wasn't it? We interviewed loads of people. I actually did have a studio there. What are you laughing at? Get out of it.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's good.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I make me laugh, you do, Mr. Andrews.
Yeah, why? You it's like just, my outside broadcast, don't you?
It's just the satellite dish. Please get a satellite dish, Carl.
I've got one. I've got a satellite dish. It's an old Sky dish. It's gone. The LMP's gone rusty, though.
And then the exhaust are like, as you go along. Very funny. Anyway.
Anyway, do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to cross over to the newsroom and we're going to hear the news and sport and weather. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking to our next guest, who is going to be talking at the Business Soundbites event with the University of Kent in July. So shall we do that?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
On the hour,